You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the WDR Big Band and pianist Fred Hirsch, an album he put out in 2019, Begin Again. That was the track Rain Waltz, arrangements by Vince Mendoza. And that was music recorded in Cologne, Germany at the WDR studios in 2019. Solos from trumpet player Rud Brels and alto saxophonist Carolina Strossmeier. Music from the pen of Stevie Wonder before that, Golden Lady, from pianist Ben Patterson off his album Essential Elements, working with bassist Joshua Ramos and drummer John Dietemeyer. And the set started with music from trumpet player Joe Magnarelli's quintet, If You Could See Me Now. We heard The Tad Walk, saxophonist Ralph Moore, pianist Anthony Wanzi, bassist Deseron Douglas, and drummer George Flautis. Thank you.
It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars. Reaching for you. You're so far above me. How can I expect an angel like you to love me, who is so divine as you are? It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings, and a million other things no one can do. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray that you surrender soon. Though it's like reaching for the moon. It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings, and a million other things no one can do. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray that you surrender soon. Thank you.
third note. At a mountain summit in Vermont, among gnarled and stunted spruce and fir, dawn breaks with this unique sound. The swirling serenade of a Bicknell's thrush. Corduroy brown above and pale below, with messy spots on its breast, the thrush isn't really known for its good looks. It's known for scarcity and promiscuity. Unlike most songbirds, the female thrush establishes a territory and then mates with males that happen by. She then lays eggs that have been fertilized by multiple different males. Many of those males will stick around and help feed the young, even if they are not their own. Bicknell's thrushes are exceedingly rare, and they face an uncertain future with climate change and habitat loss. Yet each year, this little songbird makes the long journey from the Caribbean islands to the forests of the northeastern coasts of North America to make a call that a few of us may be lucky enough to hear in person. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. Support for BirdNote is provided by Sarah Murner and Craig McKibben from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.